price hike comes, of course, as many policymakers are turning towards a greener future when it comes to energy. That future, of course, won't come cheap. In March, the Climate Change Committee, which advises the government on policy options, said that the greening of housing stock could cost more than £11 billion a year for the next three decades. Nudging consumers towards renewables could entail yet higher bills for gas and carbon-based electricity. Dr. Rob Gross is Professor of Energy Policy at Imperial College, Director of the UK Energy Research Centre. Good afternoon, Dr. Gross.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on.
No, thanks for coming. The cost of renewables, we are told, is falling, but that is not yet reflected in people's prices, which are going up. Why is that?
You're broadly right. The cost of renewables, wind and solar in particular, have come down enormously over the last 5 years in particular. But there's two things going on here. The first is that the price of electricity is still very much set by the price of gas. And as you're covering on the programme, the price of both gas and oil are very high. Yeah. And until we get a much higher fraction of our electricity from non-fossil sources like renewables, electricity prices will tend to track the price of gas, and that's what's happening at the moment. The second thing is that we're still paying a kind of legacy cost for the support that we gave to renewables 10 years ago or more, when their prices were much higher. And so we've kind of benefited from the innovation that's brought the prices down, but we're not going to see that feeding through into consumer bills just yet.
When might we see that fall in renewables starting to feed through, according to the way that you see the breakdown of use?
Yeah, so it's happening already, insofar as the new projects that are being commissioned are being given contracts that are actually at or below the average wholesale price of electricity. So those new projects are actually helping to stabilise to a small degree the fluctuations that we're seeing in consumer prices that, as I've said, are being driven by the vagaries of fossil fuel prices. Around about 2025, some of the oldest renewables schemes will come to the end of the kind of the subsidy regime that they entered into when they were built. And so they will either be repowered with new turbines, new wind turbines, new contracts at lower prices, and that will help to feed through into consumer bills, or they'll go onto the wholesale price of electricity and push that price down by outcompeting gas.
And briefly, Dr.
So probably we're at the kind of peak. No, we're probably at the peak now in terms of electricity bills, of the environmental policy costs. There's a whole set of wider things like upgrading our houses and insulating and so on. That's separate to that.
But that is going to cost an awful lot of money that's going to have to come, what, either from taxpayers or fuel users? I mean, none of this is going to be cheap, is it?
Yes, I mean yes and no. So the thing about investing in low carbon sources of energy and in improving the building stock, improving energy efficiency, is effectively you're kind of improving the capital stock so that you don't need to burn so much fuel in the long term. Okay. So there's a kind of, in some respects, it's about getting the financing conditions right, because as you know, it's cheap to borrow money at the moment. We're looking to stimulate the economy as we come recover from COVID. So there is an opportunity here to, for example, upgrade the efficiency, improve the comfort of people's homes, drive their fuel bills down at the same time. But obviously that comes at a capital cost. You have to find a way to finance it. And that's what's key.
Thank you, Dr. Rob Gross. Thank you very much. We'll have to leave it there from Imperial College there.